Okay. Item number 11, unanswered questions. Same unanswered question I had last year. Who's really running things? We have a question on that I'll address in the Q&A. I can't tell you the power. When John Rappaport and I did a wonderful Salier report called The Power of It towards the end of the year, where we talked about how important it is to admit that we don't know who's really running things and what's going on. And one of the power of that is you avoid all sorts of dead-end solutions. I can't tell you how many people say, well, you know, I want to do something positive, and this is positive. And then they proceed to go ahead and do something, you know, that has absolutely no chance of working and really dead ends. And I think the metaphor I used when John and I spoke about it was, you really don't want your surgeon saying, look, I don't know why you're sick, but I want to do something positive, so I'm going to amputate your arm. So to me, I think one of the most positive things we could do is really go down the rabbit hole and say, okay, who's really running things and why are they behaving this way? I think if a lot of people were willing to leave the socially respectable official reality and start talking about that, and a lot of that has happened in the internet, I think it could be, that transparency could be remarkable. A second item, the Ides of March. We've pushed back all the difficult questions on the fiscal cliff debate and the reengineering of the federal government into March, which to me is I can't imagine a worse, well, April 15th would be a worse time, but you're talking about layering a lot of pressure on in a normally very pressure time. So I think sort of what's up in March is another one. The great healthcare mystery, we have the healthcare expenses exploding exponentially. What's the exit plan? I think that is an area where we need radical insight and radical change. There are lots of solutions possible, but we have to leave the current governance structure to get that kind of change. Another question, as I said, is debasement versus tax. Which will it be? One way or another, it's all coming back into your household budget, so you need to be prepared. And finally, one of the things that I've been trying to figure out, and I have to tell you, I can't figure it out yet, but I will, is what in the world is the whole zombie phenomena about? I know there's meaning to it, but I haven't figured it out. So one of the unanswered questions I have on my list for 2013 is, what's the zombie thing about? Okay, item number 12.